Thanks for listening to our Evening Headlines podcast. I'm Brock Roy Lance. Here's your local Evening Headlines for Thursday, January 6th, 2022. An inmate who was allowed to go to the doctor did not return to jail and got into a high-speed chase with officers. East Idaho News reports 37-year-old Timothy J. Charbonneau was granted a temporary release on December 8th to visit Sterling Urgent Care for 3.5 hours. When he didn't return to the jail, a warrant was issued for felony escape. On December 20th, an Idaho Falls officer tried stopping a white Jeep Liberty with fake registration. The Jeep led officers into a high-speed chase. Law enforcement located Charbonneau after the chase and were able to take him into custody last Saturday. He has now been charged with felony escape and felony eluding. His preliminary hearing is scheduled for January 14th. 3 school districts closed due to snowfall and high winds in eastern Idaho today. Marsh Valley School District 21, located just below Pocatello, was closed for the third day in a row. Bear Lake School District 33 and Salmon School District 291 were closed for the second day in a row. East Idaho News reports snowfall between 1 to 8 inches at lower elevations and 6 to 11 inches at higher elevations. 45-mile-per-hour wind gusts are creating large snow drifts and constantly blowing snow over the roads. Idaho Highway 34 between Soda Springs and the Wyoming border remains closed, among other closures. For more information on road closures or other hazards, visit 511.idaho.gov. The Idaho Falls African American Alliance is hosting its 15th annual banquet to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and the impact of his dream. East Idaho News reports the banquet will feature keynote speaker Major Daniel Fuzz Walker, who pilots the F-22 Raptor fighter jet for the U.S. Air Force. Mrs. Michelle Amos, a systems engineer for NASA, will be a special virtual guest speaker. The banquet will be held at Melaleuca's headquarters on January 21st. Tickets are available at ifaaa.org and are $35 for adults, $25 for students, and $10 for kids 12 and under. A portion of the proceeds will be donated to Champ's Heart, a nonprofit that provides horse encounters to children facing cancer, disabilities, and other challenges. David Snell, president and founder of the IFAAA, welcomes all to the banquet and hopes attendees will have a great time and will be able to make new friends and understand each other better. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Thursday, January 6th, 2022. I'm Brock Roy Lance. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.